Do you want to say it or do you want me
I'll
to?
I'll say it. Hello, and welcome to another episode of Nani's Tunes with Avery and Lena.
For those who might have missed it, it's very slight. It's not hello that Avery said. He said, hello. And why do we say this, Ave?
Because we're looking at the band Hole.
Yeah, and their Live Through This, their 1994 album. April 12th, 1994 album.
Yes, yes.
What did you think? I'm just going to go right into it. What did you think when I picked this?
I wasn't sure because I didn't know this album that well. I think I heard some of the songs off of it, but not all the songs.
Yeah.
So I was kind of excited about it.
Okay. I'm going to tread lightly because I don't just want this to be talking about Courtney Love, Kurt Cobain, but it comes up. It's just the way it is. So this is Hole's second album. The first album was produced by Kim Gordon of Sonic Youth.
Yes.
Kind of interesting. And then they went through some changes, but they went through some changes. It was Courtney Love, Eric Erlandson, the guitarist. They were looking for a drummer, and they put out an ad that said, it was something like they wanted a whore from hell and a drummer who would take their shirt off in front of 30,000 people screaming with fuck this written on their chest. I kind of like cleaned that quote up a bit. And then in 93, they found the bassist Kristen Pfaff. Pfaff. I don't think you say the P. Their first album did all right. It was bigger in the UK, I've heard. And then they wanted a deal. So they were wooed by a couple of labels, one being Maverick, so that's Madonna's label.
Okay.
And Courtney Love didn't want that. She thought it was kind of like a Dracula interest in its latest victim, is how she put it, and okay. Madonna. So they actually ended up with a 7-album deal with Geffen Records in 1992.
It's a lot of albums.
And an advance of $1 million and a royalty rate considerably higher than Nirvana's, which is what she was looking for because she was very competitive with Kurt Cobain.
Okay.
For such things. I mean, there's a couple of names too. I should have said this at the beginning, how they got the name Hole. It might be a genital reference. Her mother, who is a psychologist, once said, you can't have a hole running through you all the time. Or it could be this reference to Medea by Euripides.
Okay.
It's kind of iffy what it is. Oh, also as an aside, when she was really little, Courtney Love's father was a roadie for the Grateful Dead, and she's on one of their album covers. Or a pic photo. It might be a back photo or something, which is, I think, kind of neat. It was a rough, let's just say it was a rough go when this was released. It was released a week after Kurt Cobain's death. And then their bassist, Kristen, died of a heroin overdose in June. So that's kind of a rough go, I think.
Yeah.
They had 2 more albums. I don't remember the last one. The other one was Celebrity Skin. Courtney Love has had some solo stuff. But that brings me to, when I talk about the basses, she was replaced by Melissa Offdermore, who's a Canadian.
Okay.
She was really big. I remember her in the video. She has like reddish, almost like a purpley red, to like reddish hair in the video for Celebrity Skin for one of their songs. Okay. You might even recognize her. Yeah, it's kind of my background.
Okay.
I don't want to go into too much. I could go, like, there's a lot out there.
Yes. Yes, there is.
So what did you think of it?
I did not like this album whatsoever.
What?
Finally, when I got to Doll Parts.
Yeah. Number 6.
I thank God for my eardrums and her not yelling at me anymore. And then it just picked up again.
Which is so funny because you listen to what I hear as just a lot of yelling kind of music where I can't even make it out.
Yeah, I just did not enjoy it. I did not. I just found like she was yelling and yelling and yelling. And I couldn't get into it. I didn't enjoy it. And it's hard for me to say that about an album. because there is so many albums that you've picked where I didn't think I would enjoy it, and I have in the past. But yeah, I
thought you were going to enjoy this one because I don't find she yells the whole. I like that she's softer and then yells and softer and yells. And yeah. The music.
Sing, sing, yell. Sing, sing, yell.
And the music, though, I really enjoy the music of this. Like the instrument.
The musicianship was great.
Yeah. Like, I like it all. I've owned this album. I've listened to this album. I haven't stopped listening to this album. I'm not disappointed. I'm surprised that you didn't like it.
We differ in this. And I know so many people love this album.
Yeah.
But yeah, I just could not get into it.
Well, we're still going to go through it a little bit song by song.
Okay.
Violet, it starts. Mm-hmm. It's about her love's relationship with Billy Corgan, apparently. And she says it's a song about a jerk. I hexed him and now he's losing his hair. And everyone pieced that together because we know she dated Billy Corgan of Smashing Pumpkins.
Okay.
The video was the next song, Miss World. And it's kind of a take on Carrie. Kind of it like the album cover. Directed by Sophie Muller, who did the video for No Doubt's Don't Speak.
Okay.
Do you remember the video?
Yeah.
Plump is the next one.
Just wait.
Yeah.
Miss World reached number 89 on the Canadian singles charts.
Nice. Plump, I've been singing it wrong the whole time I've had this album. I've been singing. I don't think I got it in 94. I think I got it a little late, like 96, but I knew some songs. They were on some mixtapes, my friend, maybe. And then she sings, I'm Eating You. Until tonight, I sang it, I Need to Puke. Because she says, I'm overfed. So that makes sense. There's a lot of milk references in this CD. Did you notice that?
No, I didn't.
She talks a lot about milk in a lot of songs. Asking for It, Kurt Cobain, he was in some songs. He did the backing vocals very low on this song.
Yes, I read about that.
And he was on a couple, but this is the song that they say, because he sings it, they were kind of like, he's like, I don't know the words. And she was like, just riff and say it, and it's on low. And then a couple of years later, it was released and where those vocals are louder. And people say that's proof that he wrote the album, but he's not even a ghostwriter. Nobody, like, it's just a conspiracy theory, I think. Anyone can think what they want. Jennifer's Body, I like that. I wonder if they got, and I should have looked this up, there's a movie, Jennifer's Body, a horror movie a couple years later. I think it had, what's the actress? Megan Fox.
Okay.
And I wonder if it's somehow based on this. I don't think they play this song. Doll Parts.
Mm-hmm. Like I said, it was my relief from everything else that was going on in this album. I found the album very confusing.
Okay.
Maybe that's what it was.
How so?
I don't know. Just, it's like if somebody's yelling at me now, I just don't want to listen to them. And that's how I felt that album was.
I felt it was groundbreaking in that it was a feminist, like, almost angry album, like, but not like, for me, I listen to some angry feminists, like albums like Tori Amos, who is a softer anger.
Yeah.
Alanis, I would say more a little bit about love. Courtney Love's just pissed off at the world.
Yes, that's obvious.
I think she should be. Smash the patriarchy, anyone listening out there. So Doll Parts was up for the 1995 MTV Video Music Award. Do you know who it lost? What video it lost to?
No.
Buddy Holly by Weezer.
Ooh, that's a good video.
That's hard to beat.
Yeah.
I didn't know this till today. Credit in the Straight World was a cover of a Young Marble Giants song. They were a Welsh band around 1978, 1981. Listen to it. It's beautiful. It's like, it's still a female singer. Her name's Allison, I forget, but I recommend to everyone to listen to that song, that version. So the Young Marble Giants. Softer Softest was called the P-Girl song. They changed the name. She said in their MTV Unplugged that it's about a girl that always, it's about the that girl that always smelled like pee in your class. She said it's not autobiographical. Also, and this was weird, and I feel like this is a diss to this lady, she said, it's not about MTV producer Tabitha Soren, which makes me think it is, and I don't know a thing about Tabitha Soren or how she smells. I have really have nothing for She Walks on Me. Number 10, I Think That I Would Die, co-written with Kat Jell, B-J-E-L-L, so B-L, of Babes in Toyland. Don't know if you've heard that of that band or not.
No.
11, Gutless, I didn't really. And then Rockstar at the end. This is the one that Russ, our son, was listening into the car and said something about yelling and the Vancouver Canucks. Yeah. So how did that? You have nothing to say. I'm sorry.
Oh, I have stuff to say. I just guess I don't want to say it.
Okay. Do you have a Canadian connection?
I do.
Yeah.
Courtney Love was on the movie Man on the Moon, which I had right here, and I had to go back to my notes because I've been looking up other, like, how songs started and stuff. So with her being in that movie, co-starring Jim Carrey, who is Canadian.
Yes. She was also in Sid and Nancy, which was before she was big, in like 1987 or something. Just threw that out there as a interesting fact. How'd it chart?
It charted on number 29 on the Canadian Top Album Charts, and it went platinum with selling over 100,000 albums.
Pretty good.
Which is interesting. Like, looking back at some of this stuff, like, where a song will reach number one and doesn't chart, like, doesn't have a classification, like, 100, like, platinum or gold or something.
Yeah.
In Canada. So it's, or maybe just Wikipedia doesn't have everything up on, up to date, so.
It has its problems. And we are not research wizards. Wizards not the word that I want to go for. Researchists. We're not researchists. So Wikipedia it is.
So obviously you know how I feel about it.
Yes.
Are you glad you picked it though?
Oh yeah. I listened to it a lot. I got some I got some anger cleaning out with headphones the other day, just like while listening. I really thought you would like this.
I was hoping I'd like it. I was excited for it, but yeah, I just could not get into it. I didn't enjoy it. I just couldn't do it.
I will. It sounds very 90s. It has a great 90s grunge female band feel.
Yeah, I get that.
As well, like.
So what song do you want to put on the playlist?
I thought maybe you'd want to choose.
If it were up to me, I'd put the
Doll Parts.
Doll Parts on.
Yeah,
there.
That's up there for mine. I like that, and Violet are kind of two of my favorite. But I also, and this might not be allowed because it's not a 1990 song, I kind of want to put Credit in the Straight World by the original band on our list.
Mm.
Is that a nix? Is that just a go find it yourself?
I think that's a go find it yourself.
Okay. That brings me to another fact. Are we at the end? Do you have something else to add?
No, I have nothing else to add.
This is very 90s. So, Frances Bean, Courtney Love's child and Kurt Cobain's child, her godparents are very 90s. Do you know who they are?
I didn't even know they had a child.
Oh, you don't know Frances Bean? You don't even know that name? It was big. There was a lot of controversy, whatever. Anyway. Drew Barrymore is her godmother. Her godfather is Michael Stipe. He just, I think, officiated her wedding a couple of years ago.
Okay.
That's very 90s, which leads us to our choice for next week, which we didn't choose.
We did not choose next week's album because we had special guests on, Vanda and Frank. You know, Vanda's been on other podcasts that I've done in the past, and mm-hmm. I've been on her old podcast, and she's awesome. I really mm-hmm. enjoyed this. We already recorded.
Yep.
So we're looking back at Automatic for the People by R.E.M.
Yes. Listen, we already recorded. It's great.
It's great, and I really enjoyed what they had to say. And they have a great story about it, too, great personal connection. So it was great to talk to them about this album.
It's not just Avery and me just being horrible hosts. We have some great guests on.
Yes. Yeah, so tune in next week for that, and tune in this Friday for our 90s tune.
Maybe get a glass of milk if this song inspired you to in the meantime.
I don't even know what we're doing next Friday.
We're doing Notorious B.I.G.
Oh, yeah.
No Money, No Problems.
I forgot all about that. I knew where it was a song. I just didn't know what song it was. So
obviously you haven't been listening, but there's still time for you to do that.
Yes.
Maybe awesome. You'll like it better than this time.
I think I will. Bye.